You'll already know that you can save serious money on your household bills with Money Supermarket, but did you know that you can now earn rewards with their new Super Save Club? New to Money Supermarket, save on your car, home, annual travel insurance or broadband, and you'll get 12 months unlimited access to free days out at thousands of venues via the Money Supermarket app. And then when you add on new products, you get additional rewards. Yes, you heard that right. Simply buy your car insurance, home insurance, broadband and more with Money Supermarket, and you'll earn rewards to spend however you want. Convert your rewards into a prepaid MasterCard or choose to spend it at brands such as Amazon or Sainsbury's. Sign up today and watch your savings really add up. Visit moneysupermarket.com to find out more and join the Super Save Club now. That's moneysupermarket.com. Terms and conditions apply. Qualifying product with a Money Supermarket account. Days out via app only. 18 plus, UK only.
Small businesses come in many shapes and sizes, but the one thing they all have in common? The need to grow. With free guidance, knowledge, tools and training, Vodafone VHub is here to help you and your business. Chat with a Vodafone VHub business advisor for free and get invaluable insight into how you could grow your business online. Search Vodafone VHub.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about. On Ye Old Bravs, I'm Ronnie. I'm here with my good friend, the love of my life, Ben. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Ben. Love your shirt, guys. Ben is wearing a shirt with cedar trees on them. Do you know that that's the tree? Well, is that a cedar tree? It is, right?
No. I think it's, I think it might be just like a regular conifer, maybe just a fir tree.
Well, I'm going to look up cedar trees right now.
This is
the tree of Lebanon.
This is like my alpine kind of shirt. It has like cabins on it and trees on it.
I'm going to go with cedar tree because Ben is repping Lebanon today. What?
Yeah, tree of Lebanon, holler.
Ben is all dressed up and he's sitting in front of a New York skyline because he's in New York City. I am sitting in my regular house skyline, so that's what I'm doing. Now I'm staring at cedar trees on the internet.
Welcome to the
show, everybody. Today is Vanderpump Rules Day. We're going to get to that supersized episode in just a moment. But first, come check us out, our live shows. We've got an intimate live show for the Netflix Comedy Festival. Comedy's a joke. That's in Los Angeles in May. And then in May, we're going to Europa, London, Birmingham, and Dublin. So join us. Get your tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. This is a video recap. You can find it on Patreon. We do them for every show. You can also find them a week later over on YouTube. If you just, I don't know, want to go through thousands of hours of archives, you're welcome to do so. Also, bonus episodes are on Patreon. This week is a trailer trash. It's where we break down a trailer. This week is Jersey, the new season of Jersey. A lot of ruffles, a lot of yelling, a lot of accents. A lot of divorces, a lot of fighting, a lot of food throwing.
Teeth, tan.
Huge teeth. Huge
teeth.
Huge bleach white teeth. Not sure what's happening with the teeth in this country, but it's disturbing. I'm disturbed
everywhere.
At this point.
I would like to give also a shout out. The reason why I put on a shirt that's more interesting than my typical generic t-shirt is because I recorded two podcasts here in the city. First, I went on to the Elvis Duran 15-minute morning show podcast. So that should be dropping. It might already be out by now. I think it's a daily podcast. So go check out Elvis Duran. If you are a New Yorker and you listen to Z100, you know Elvis Duran. And then also, I just did a guest spot on a show called Serial Killers. We met the Serial Killers guys at the iHeart Awards. They do a podcast about cereal, trying cereal. So I tried a cereal. It was like a hybrid episode. So we just kind of like talked about cereal. We talked about reality TV. We talked about board games. So it's just kind of like a chat. So check out both of those things. On Elvis Duran, we talked about Real Housewives and all that fun stuff. It was so fun. Thank you to both podcasts for having me. And, go check it out. So support other women, okay?
exciting times over there. You know what? I'm glad you're having fun in this open relationship.
I'm cheating on Ronnie with Elvis Duran.
Hope you're having fun with that. So everybody, welcome to Vanderpump Rules. This is one of those episodes where nobody looks good. And I love that kind of an episode where everyone's just kind of an asshole in it. And it reminds you why we watch a show. Because you all suck, okay? All of you all suck. And I fucking love it. I love it when it's like that. I love when there's not just one person to root for. And you're just kind of rooting against everybody. At least that's how I felt. I was like, by the end of this, I was like, oh, yeah, you all fucking suck. You're all fucking monsters. And I can't wait to rip on every single one of you.
This was a great episode. It was really entertaining. But it was also great because it was our first, like, true petty Vanderpump Rules episode of the season. Because the first half of the season has grappled with, oh, Tom Sandoval. How do we be friends with Tom Sandoval? How do we be friends with Ariana? How do we do this? What? How does this group move forward from the trauma of last season? But they've kind of now, like, they've established what the group dynamic is, and they're like, let's get back to petty bullshit. So now we have an episode that's just about gossip and rumors and cheating and indiscretions. And it's classic Vanderpump Rules.
And hypocrisy. And about holding things against people from a fucking 12 years. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. Everything that we love.
And a random Below Deck crossover that's totally unexplained. But we'll get to that.
Yeah. And of course, he's friends with. Of course he's friends with Katie. I can't with the fucking Below Deck guy who runs down the street giving people high fives. I mean,
yeah.
Can it just, you know, everything just comes together in this episode for me.
And he's like,
it's
best
like
friends.
The souffle was finally baked. I was like, thank God. Because, you know, there are so many seasons of Vanderpump Rules where we're just like, oh my God, this is going to suck, isn't it? And then as it starts to suck more, we're like, oh my God, surely it's not going to suck the whole season. And then it sucks the whole season. And then there are seasons where you're like, this is amazing, and it stays amazing. You know, there's peaks and valleys. You know, we all get it. We've all been in relationships with TV shows. Right, guys?
Yeah.
But this one, I was like, I'm not sure about this. And it's pulling through. You know, it's pulling through, guys.
I'm into this season. I have to say, I'm really into it. I think it's so good. And this episode was wonderful. It was great. It was just, it was the episode, the exact episode we needed. We may have to even bookmark this episode as a potential live show down the road, like for those days where we need like to do a vintage episode, or like we just have to, like, you know, here's the reason why, because the Tom Sandoval breathing exercise moment was so hilarious. I was literally laughing out loud watching him doing his breathing exercises. I was like, this was epic.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those episodes where you're like, well, we're in L.A. This show is definitely in L.A. I was reading Vanderpod Recaps, as I do on Instagram, because she recaps all of the extra podcasts, because everybody on this show has a podcast now. So to really know what's going on, you have to go listen to 20,000 podcasts, which, of course, I'm not going to do, you know. But thanks to this account, I get to know. But this is another reminder. This is from Dana and Katie's podcast, which is called Disrespectfully. There's something about Disrespectfully here. So they are talking about how Raquel's been outing Logan, like, oh, Logan knew. Like, Raquel is still finding a way to make every single episode about Tom Sandoval. I don't know why that's surprising, since everybody else on the cast is still able to do this every single day of their lives, talk about the scandal. But they're talking about it, Dana and Katie, how Raquel is blaming everybody else. Like, oh, well, Logan must have known. So Logan is a bad friend because Logan walked in on us cuddling. You've heard this, right? So this line is from it, and it's just so LA. So they were under a blanket and Logan saw them. And Katie says, in a social media room, not the bathroom. And Dana says, yeah, in a social media room, not the bathroom. A social media room? That's a thing? People have a fucking Twitter room? So LA.
I do remember.
So LA.
I do remember that Tom set up a whole like Zoom room. And that was like a thing during the pandemic, that he was like very proud of his like perfectly appointed social media room.
And then there's another one in here where Dana is saying, yeah, I'm really mad at Sheena, because Sheena went on Juicy Scoop, the Juicy Scoop podcast, and she talked about a threesome that almost happen, and it didn't almost happen. And that really hurts my feelings that she would go, like, talk about a threesome. Like, don't shame me for a threesome. She's like, it's just this whole thing. I was like, it's like being back in West Hollywood. And then she says something like, so wait, when did that happen, Katie? Was it before or after my nose job? I was like, oh my God. How am I not listening to this?
Oh my God. God bless this show. So the episode opens up.
God bless this mess.
God bless this mess. God bless Southwest Airlines for their judicious flight schedule that goes right over James and Ali's house, because we, the very first thing we see is that airplane. So no, we know where we're going next. I mean,
going
I think
to Ali Bali's house. Every Ali time Bali. I see a Southwest plane fly overhead, I'm like, oh, better go dress Ali Bali.
This is literally the funniest thing that the post-production department on this show has ever done, is the repeated visual cue of the Southwest airline flight going overhead. It is just, it cracks me up every single time. It just shades James and Allie week after week after week.
So James is on, you know, he's putting another brick down on his long and windy path to becoming a creepy, knife-wielding lifetime husband. Lifetime yes. movie husband. And we find out that James dresses Allie. And she's like,
yeah, yes. I don't like picking out my clothes because it's really hard. So James does it. He's like, how about this, Allie Bally? A little Barbie moment. Barbie's here right now.
I think this look really cute on you. So,
I made for?
He steams my dresses for me, and he doesn't curl my hair yet, but I always joke because we're working up to that. This guy, I mean, when you talk about playing house, he is literally playing house. He is dressing up his girlfriend, putting up their proverbial white picket fence. It's all going to come shattering down. Like, next season is going to be the James and Allie chaos season.
Yeah, I don't know. I never see it coming. Like, I really never saw it coming with Raquel. I was completely shocked by that one. So, I will be surprised. Listen,
James is still, like, James, talk about peaks and valleys. James goes, he has his disaster seasons, and then he has his I'm a good little boy seasons. And in the good little boy seasons, he likes to manufacture an image of himself and his girlfriends and, like, whatever's going on. Like, we're just a perfect family that's moved, we're moving on and we're adults now and everything is good and there are no problems whatsoever. And then of course it teeters into disaster the following season.
And
so
it
next
turns
season
into some fucking like ice cream replacement therapy for addiction.
Yeah.
And it just all, I mean, I've never seen somebody so sad eating ice cream. Now I've seen somebody sad while they're eating ice cream, but I've never seen somebody eating ice cream in a way like, I have to eat this ice cream or I can't be happy. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I've never seen somebody, usually people are sad and then they eat the ice cream to feel better. James was eating it, you know, because it was like a replacement for drugs and stuff, which, you know, don't treat ice cream like that. I feel like ice cream deserves its own respect and its own addiction. It's not replacement therapy. It's not something we shouldn't be grateful for. Whenever you fucking have ice cream, you need to be goddamn grateful for it.
I'm always grateful for ice cream.
Me
I'm
too.
Literally
That's why it was
so
disturbing.
Grateful. Yeah.
It was hard to watch it.
I would pick out an outfit for my ice cream and curl its hair and let that ice cream sing What Was I Made For, because I love it that
100%
much.
100% would. I would spend $1.5 million to live under an airplane path.
If it meant living with ice cream. Yeah. I would literally do everything that James does for ice cream. I would do it all. I love it. I love ice cream so much.
I love it. I'm obsessed with ice cream.
I'm obsessed.
So he's... And remember, he was going to that place. It was like, I don't know. I didn't trust the place that he was going.
It's like Sweet Rose ice cream. Creamery or something.
Yeah, where they would have like, oh, it's like, what am I trying to say? Savory ice creams. Or like they make mint ice cream. It's not like the sweet mint ice cream. It's like natural mint crushed up with, ugh.
No.
Give me fucking real ice cream. Don't fucking fake the shit, you know?
And by the
I don't
way.
Know why I'm cursing like this today, you guys. I'm sorry.
By the way.
Any kids in the car?
I'm going to say this because now you brought this up. Don't, if you're making mint ice cream, don't make it from steeped mint leaves.
No.
It's not going to work.
Disgusting.
Mint extract. It should taste like a peppermint patty.
People have worked like for literal centuries People have like worked for literal centuries to process food. Okay, that's not something that just happened. Can we stop shitting all over processed food? They're making an effort. Okay.
You know, it's so funny that you just said that. Literally, as I'm recording here, I'm like, hey, I just got an email from myself. How did that happen? And I forgot that I had scheduled an NBD Fancy where I talked about making grilled cheese. And I am putting forward that you have to make grilled cheese with American cheese. It's, you know what? Processed food.
Well, that's shameful.
No.
That's it. That on the other hand, is it. Okay, you grilled just ruined cheese. This whole segment.
Grilled cheese.
All right, go
that
ahead and
is
just
a place
edit this out. Let's just start with. Come to Europe. We're going to Europe. Alibali.
Alibali. Never with American cheese. Alibali.
Bobby's having a moment.
American cheese on your grilled cheese, everyone. That's a place for processed food. I was trying to support your processed food thing, and you shut me out.
I know,
out.
But it has its place. You know what I mean?
American cheese. And a grilled cheese. I'm sorry.
I'm just fucking with you. You know I'm a big fan of Velveeta and mac and cheese.
Yeah. I thought you were going to be so 100% in favor. I thought you'd be like,
I just
yes,
wanted
Ben.
To watch you slowly spiral.
And then you were like, no. I was like, what? If you watch the video, you can probably see me look so confused. Like, did Ryan just say no to American cheese on a grilled cheese?
I did. I was going to see if I could make you spiral.
You did. You flummoxed
me. I saw it starting and it felt good. I'm not going to lie.
I mean... American cheese.
I love you so goddamn much. Know, like, you're my little American you cheese.
You're my
okay.
Crafting.
So, James stops for Allie, creepy, and nobody's surprised. So now the conversation turns to Joe, and James is like, "So you're inviting Joe to Hotel Ziggy, which we're really making. People are really making this Hotel Ziggy happen on the show. Hotel Ziggy looks like a Best Western. With
it was
the DJ.
A best...
Is that oh, what no, it I... was?
Actually, I think it was the Grafton Hotel. Sorry, it's next to the
Was
Best
the Grafton
Western.
A hotel a Best Western?
No, it was a hotel that was based off of the books of Sue Grafton. No, I'm just kidding. It's just
like
a brand.
H is for hotel room.
R
P
is for room
is
service.
For phone. R is for what?
Room service.
She was killed by A for American cheese. Alibali,
we don't eat American cheese here. We're trying to be a good family for TV.
Last time I came to LA, I was like, maybe I'll stay in Hotel Ziggy because that would be camp. You know, it's like it's always on VPR and that would be fine. I was reading the reviews and just laughing my ass off because it's, you know, a Best Western with a DJ stand in the middle, like yeah. I just said. So it's people like, so I'm staying in this hotel and they were literally playing club music outside my door, like in basically in the hallway, you know?
I don't know. I want to check it out. I want to see it because it's now part of like Vanderpump Rules. But it reminds me of that awful hotel we stayed in Chicago. It was like a Days Inn that was trying to be like Hotel Ziggy. And it was like the worst hotel of all time.
The worst. That place
the worst.
Sucked. Okay. So
he's playing at Hotel Ziggy. And so James is like, tonight I'm DJing at Hotel Ziggy. It's a party to be at the Sunset Boulevard. And there's not like, you can come and you can't come. Like everyone can come. It's everyone's invited to my parties. I show up, a DJ crew, DJ equipment and a crowd, you know, Alibali on my side, ice cream on my hand. And you will have the best business your place has had in a long time. So get ready, Hotel Ziggy. 13 more people coming to your courtyard tonight.
Yeah, because Allie's like, did you invite Joe to come to Hotel Ziggy? I hope everyone's not mad about that.
And he's like, of course I invited her. I'm a fucking DJ, okay? A DJ is even lower in the ranks than being an improviser. You're begging your friends to come to your show. I don't give a fuck if somebody cheated on you right in front of your fucking children. I'm inviting them to my show. I have to have people there, okay? Improv doesn't run itself. Need an audience there.
It's not yes, it's yes and.
It's like your friends who are comics, which we have plenty of, who are just like, you guys want to come to my birthday?
It's also a comedy show. You're like, God damn it, you tricked me into this. No?
Constantly getting tricked by people into going to their shows.
Yeah. So Allie's talking about how the last time she was at Hotel Ziggy, she had that awkward first meeting with Raquel. And we see that from a year ago. And Allie's like, yeah, Raquel, I appreciate you guys' relationship because he'd be a completely different if he didn't have you. And Raquel's like, wait a second. That was actually mean.
Wait a second. So then James is like, a lot has changed since then. That's for damn sure, right? And she's like, yeah, a lot has changed since then, James. He's like, literally everything. Put on these shoes. Okay, this is so Pisces of me. So then we go over to Tom and Ariana's house. And, oh, God, what a gift. It's Billy Lee back on our TVs. Jesus Christ. Speaking of things nobody asked for, okay? Get off of my television. I did not ask you here. Go away. Shoot.
Well, she is here. Billy Lee has arrived. And she's like, hey. And Sandoval's like making his bed. And she's like, wow, it's like clean in here. And he's like, yeah, it is. And she's like, yeah, like every time I like come and go from your house, I just get like so fucking nervous. And he's like, why? Because like, Ariana.
He's like, everybody has a roommate, right? My roommate of 10 years. Get it? Get it?
It's his line.
You're hilarious. You're hilarious, Tom. So they're talking about Hotel Ziggy. The whole town is abuzz with talk of Hotel Ziggy.
Ziggy. You going to Ziggy tonight? You going to the HZ tonight? So Billy Lee is really trying to make her friend T a thing. She's like, yeah, I'm bringing my girl T. You remember T? How there's the girl you didn't talk to at your party? Let's do it again. Let's go try it a second time. And we see a flashback of him doing his line that you just did about like the having a roommate. That's my ex-girlfriend of 10 years, which last week he did the same line, but to girls in the pool. So he's just using this line wherever he can.
Yeah. This is him like being hilarious. It's like, I'm sure you've all heard. And this time the girls are like, yeah, we've heard. Like this time they hated him, which I liked. Because last week they showed the girls looking awkward, but they were also like, oh, I mean, I guess we're on TV. And these girls were like, we hate you. We're just here to hate you on TV. So.
Yeah. So.
By the way, did you hear that he doesn't pay that? Remember how he had that bartender last week? Well, she apparently came out on, you know, TikTok or one of them internet sites. Them websites on the internet.
Yeah.
And was like, yeah, Tom Sandoval just calls you his friend so he doesn't have to pay you because I'm not even his friend and he didn't pay me for bartending as a friend.
Wow.
So, there you go. Wow, everyone. Typical. Shocker.
Yeah.
Blow me down. That one shocked me.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hey, grownups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
If you don't know when Crystal Pepsi was discontinued, what was in Al Capone's vault, or which famous meteorologist is Lenny Kravitz's second cousin, then you haven't spent enough time on Wikipedia. But that's okay. I am here for you. I'm Darcy Carden, and I'm inviting you to listen to my new podcast, WikiHole, from Smartless Media. Discover the craziest rabbit holes on Wikipedia with me and my funny friends as we bring the cyber frontier directly to your tympanic membrane. And if you listen to my podcast, you've learned that that's the sciencey term for eardrum. We embark on a hyperlink roller coaster as we start out on a Wikipedia page and go from link to link to link to link, careening through trivia, oddities, and unexpected connections until we collectively shout, "How the hell did we get here?" Follow WikiHole on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to WikiHole ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So he's talking with Billy Lee and everything, and he's like, well, I don't know what's going on with Ariana, but I love this house, and it's like a great house. But, like, I mean, the ball's in her court. She has to just, like, respond to an email. So you have, like, some sort of, like, plan of action, dude.
Yeah. He wants to keep this house, and she does not want him to have it because he wants it so bad, you know? But she's kind of team Ariana on that one. Why should he get the fucking house? What if that's her dream house,
too?
You
shouldn't.
Yeah. Cough it up, sir. Although in the news, we found out this week that Ariana just bought a $1.6 million home in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
To which I say, that's cheap. It's a good deal.
I know. There. I was like, enjoy your shack. Enjoy your decrepit garage with a bed in it. Because $1.6 million in the Hollywood Hills, wow.
That's cheap, right? I think anywhere in LA, that's pretty cheap.
It's crazy.
Yeah, real estate. Am I right, guys? I'm a real expert loving Redfin these days. Like,
yeah.
I was a Zillow person. Then Zillow started fucking it up. Then I became a realtor.com person. And right now I'm really into Redfin. So I'd like to thank them for everything they do for me.
Yeah, it's great. They do great work. Great work. Did I think that maybe they were a website about seafood purveying? Did I think I could maybe order some scallops from there? Perhaps. But it turns out Redfin, real estate.
But only bullied ones. Only ginger ones. We're only serving red-headed fish who were bullied in school.
Oh, I see.
It's pretty specific.
Only fish that have had a hard knock life. All right.
The scallop's like, maybe far away. I don't know why I started that so high. It's like I don't even know my own.
Yeah, come on, Ronnie.
My own range.
You okay, gotta give yourself some place to move into over there. You gotta move.
Dude, I know. We gotta get to the big chorus, people. So Billy Lee's like, well, not that you need to jump into another relationship, but my girl T, you know, like she's my girl. She's my girl T. So like, maybe I should get with my girl T, you know what I mean? And he's like,
well, I did just wash my sheets. Oh, yeah. Nailing it today.
Oh, well, like, I mean, at least if you didn't live with your ex-girlfriend like you do, you know, you could have people over.
He's like, oh, roommate joke.
She's like, oh, you're so hilarious.
Why is Billy Lee so intent on getting T together with Sandoval? I think it elevates Billy Lee's position a bit.
Yes, because it gets her on the show. It gives her an anchor on the show. You know, she got them together, so she's the one that you go talk to whenever something's wrong with T. You know, you can have a discussion with Billy Lee. What the fuck is T hanging out with all these old people for?
That's a great question. That does come up a little bit later. So, then on the other side of the house, we see Ariana getting ready. And she FaceTimes Anne. Anne is getting ready to go to Taylor Swift. Anne is like, hey, wow. So excited to get a phone call right now. It's Ariana. Wow, this is exciting. Please tell me I don't have to come over there and clean up dog poop because I'm going to Taylor Swift and I spent $2,500 to sit in the parking lot. Please tell me.
You're so beautiful. My God, I love looking at you right now on FaceTime. I'm going to go see Taylor Swift tonight, but I put your face on her body on this t-shirt. Do you like it? I hope you like it.
You know what? Sometimes when I think of you, you know what I do? I say, it's me. Hi, I'm not the problem. It's me, because you're not the problem. You're actually the hero, not the anti-hero. Oh my God, don't you love it? I call myself Weird Ann Yankovic sometimes when I do this with songs. I'm a little weird.
So Ariana's like, oh, love it. Lavender Haze vibes. Love that. So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Anything you want. I will come over. You want me to come over? I'll come over right now. I'm under your desk. Look under your desk. Just kidding. I could be, though, if you invited me. I wouldn't come if you didn't invite me. That would be weird.
But do you want a friendship bracelet? I made it a beaded bracelet for Taylor Swift. I don't know, but I can give it to you, Ariana. Whatever you need. Do you want my ticket? I don't need to. I don't even like Taylor Swift anymore. You go. You go in my place. It'll be like I'm there.
Dun, dun. Lover. Okay. You're getting creepy right now. I'm just saying I'm getting ready, but I'm going to leave in 45 minutes. So I just need to know, is Tom downstairs? Oh, for Christ's sake. Stop being scared if Tom's downstairs. Here's what you do. Get yourself a super soaker or a stun gun. But I would
a super soaker. I don't even know where this is going.
I would start with a super soaker. Leave Anne alone. It's bad enough that Anne has to clean up Tom's shit all over the place without having to go spy for you and find out if you have to walk in the same room as Tom. Fuck that. Get you a super soaker and spray his stupid ass whenever he's in your way. He should be the one hiding, not you.
Yeah, so Anne, I feel like I'm on the verge of full burnout, so I need an assistant. So I was going to ask, do you know anybody? She's like, oh my God, an assistant. Oh my God. Hey, can I be in the running, please? Can I just run? Can I run? Am I allowed to run right now? I forget. Am I allowed to do this? Please, can I be your assistant instead of Tom's? I would love that so much.
Can I be in the running? Like running to your house, which I am. Oh my God, I'm running to your house. Look outside. I'm here.
We will never, ever be not boss and assistant. Because we're going to be boss and assistant. That's what I'm trying to say. Too many double negatives. I'm so sorry.
And she's like, of course you can, Anne. And she tells us, Anne's so sweet. You know, she deserves more than having to put up with Tom, you know. But I don't know if I'm the one to do it, but someone needs to save Anne. Hashtag save Anne. Save her. And she's like, but you know, oh, Ariana's like, you know, look, I don't want him to get pissed because that's not cool, like poaching his assistant, you know. And she goes, but I want to work with you so bad. Please.
Yeah, I totally understand. Yeah, it's fine. I'm just going to go cry at the Taylor Swift concert now. It's all totally ruined. By the way, can I tell you something? Can I confess something? So I had a huge amount of FOMO that I didn't see the Eras tour. And I just am like, I want to go. And she's going to New Orleans. The Eras tour is still going to keep going. Would it be wild if I bought myself a solo ticket to see the Taylor Swift Eras tour in New Orleans?
Oh my gosh, do it.
Is that wild? They're so expensive, but I kind of feel like when I went to the Madonna concert, I was like, this concert's amazing, but I can only imagine what it must have been like to see Madonna at her peak, like a Blonde Ambition. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to like see Taylor Swift in 25 years and imagine what it must have been like to have gone to an iconic concert tour. So I think I'm going to do something wild and take myself to New Orleans and buy a solo ticket off the secondary market. It's going to be a huge amount of money. Is this wild? Is this crazy? Should I do this?
Go for it. Do it. Live your best life.
Okay, I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, live your best life.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
Okay.
And people will now be like, hey, I live in New Orleans, but let's party. And you guys can like have a Taylor Swift party. Someone I imagine there'll be like a bunch of 22-year-old girls and you guys can go just like party it up.
I'm going to dress like Anne and I'm like, hey, Ariana, I'm at going to the Taylor Swift concert.
Don't worry, I'll just be listen, I took a road trip one time to see Liza Minnelli in Atlanta with some girls from Into the Woods.
So, okay.
Listen, I'm not going to tell you not to live your dreams.
Okay. I will do it.
I saw some amazing scarf work that night. Was it Liza's best vocal work? No, she's had a rough road, but she did play with scarves a lot and jump over them and twirl them. And it was amazing. In 100 degree what? Heat. I mean, she still got it.
And it's like Liza says, you got to ring them bells. So I'm going to ring this. I'm going to ring sure the bells do, with Ben. StubHub.
Ben, ring them bells. Okay.
Okay, everyone in New Orleans, I'm going to Taylor Swift.
So, Anne's like, please let me work for you. And then we go over to Schwartz meeting Lala for smoothies at a place called Creation, but with a K. Because God forbid you try and steal from the Lord.
No, well, you know it's healthy for you because they turn the C into a K. And K is an inherently healthier letter than C, apparently.
Really? It's vitamin K.
Well, it's not called Special C.
That's true. So Schwartz is like, I love this place. Whoa. By the way, I'm in the midst of a sober bender. Isn't that crazy? Because, you know, like, can we do some syringes? Yeah, get it? Because it's a bender. It's a bender of sobriety.
I want to know who the shirtless guy was who was in that Creation. Like, how do you just walk just shirtless into a juice shop? I mean, I get it, but like, people in LA are ridiculous. So,
I'm sorry, did that happen before or after my nose job? Just trying to get this timeline down.
So they're ordering at Creation. By the way, I've been to Creation, and like if you get like water there, it's like green. It's got like chlorophyll in it. It's so LA. It's really? So LA. Yeah.
Wow. So he's like, you should have some dried strawberries. They're so good. They're like strawberries, but they're dried. And she's like, okay, they look like dates. So sounds like shits. Sounds like I'm going to shits. Like, hey, can I order some? I'm going to shits. He goes, wait, what? We're on a date? She goes, no, they look like dates. Not we're on a date. He's like, I'm just kidding about it. Just kidding about
it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I was pretending like you were Joseph for a second. Ah, joking. We're on a date. So they go outside. They do these like syringes that have, I guess they're sober syringes. I don't know what they really are. And he's like, oh, let's do these because you can't do jello shots across the street at Tom Tom with me. Oh, I'm a cute little boy. And Lala's like, no, I cannot. So they do it. And Lala is like joking
like,
about
squirted on me. Whenever I feel awkward, I talk about my vagina sex. It's not a great quality. So have you ever had sober sex? And he's like, yeah, I have sober sex. Like when I'm in a relationship, I have sober sex. Oh yeah, I love sober sex. It's really
good. Wait a second. Did you say sober sex or sobering sex? Because Katie and I had very sobering sex.
I would have sex with Katie and then I would immediately feel sober. Is that weird?
I would cry. And then all of a sudden, all my decisions I'd ever made in my life would come into stark relief. Yeah, very sobering stuff.
Yeah, you know, let's go more down the sobriety path because it's hilarious. You know, when you're talking to a sober person and just disregarding their sobriety, like, it's so funny that you're sober because, like, I'm kind of sober too. Like, I'm addicted to being sober sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll be, like, not sober, but then I'm like, you know what's going to feel like being fucked up? Being sober. So then I get sober. Like, right now. Like, I'm sober for, like, 5 minutes. It's so hilarious.
I'm, like, on, like, a sober bender, right? Isn't that so fun? Aren't I just, like, saying things that you as a sober person are not going to get really mad at me saying, like, with my non-alcoholism privilege? Isn't that how you feel?
My non-alcoholism privilege. I understand what he means in a way because when I started kind of sobering up, it did feel like a different kind of being wasted because I just wasn't used to being awake all day. I would be like, wow. I would watch an entire show on TV at night and be like, I just watched a whole show. Like, I have sleeping issues. I can't sleep. It's like, babe, you're not taking anything.
I love that you, that's how you reason yourself. Bib.
I do. I have to talk myself down. You know, I'm single all the time. I have to talk to myself. I have to be like, this isn't that important. Everything is okay. Your heart racing. Take your blood pressure. You can do this. Choo, 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 choo. We're going to have some cereal right now. Choo, choo, choo.
Specialty. I just felt like I had to imagine that as like, to someone who is like a sober person and putting in like the work and the effort of having to be sober to like Lala, to have someone be to say like, man, I'll have to binge on like being sober in a way that's like, I have to imagine that must be annoying to hear like this, like acting like you're going through, like you're experiencing this novelty of an experience when this is actually what like Lala's life is now. I personally think I would be annoyed. But then again, I'm not in Lala's shoes. But
well, yeah, because people start flailing around acting like idiots around a sober person. Like they're a hero. Because it feels like you're judging that person. I think that to a non-sober person, it feels like, oh, you're sober? That means you think I'm an alcoholic, right? So it's all this dancing all over it. Like, oh, well, you're sober. I love sobriety. Like, I try that out sometimes. Yeah, sobriety's great. Love sobriety. You want to go across the street and have jello shots? Just kidding. We're going to do shots here because they're healthy. I love sobriety. This is so fun. God, I love it. And, like, you turn into fucking Shannon Bedore, you know, being across from a sober person. And I think that's what he's doing.
Also, I think that, like, binging on sobriety, like, that is inherently not sober to do that because the binge implies that eventually like you stop doing that. So that's inherently not like a sober thing. It's just like you are just not drinking for a few days. And like, that's, that doesn't mean you've binged on sobriety. It just means you just haven't drank. You're not drinking, but you're going to go back to drinking. So
yeah, he's just trying to,
I just feel like it's like taking, it's, I just feel like for people, I imagine, and maybe I'm fighting a fight that is like not even mine to fight because I don't even know why I'm doing this, but it's just the nature of Vanderpump Rules. Just like him saying like, wow, I did like a binge of sobriety. I was like sober for like a week. It's like, yeah, congrats. I have to do it for the rest of my life. So shut up. That's what I would say personally.
Yeah. But you know, you got to dance. It's like, I'm not an alcoholic, am I? Am I an alcoholic? Oh my God, are you calling me an alcoholic right now? I want shots. Just kidding. I don't want shots. Why did I say that? I'm sober. I'm sober right now. Totally fine.
Anyway, I don't know why I'm speaking on behalf of sober people when I'm not sober myself. So I'll just be quiet.
Because it's Bravo right now and we're fucking inundated.
It's more like with it's talk about sobriety, Tom Schwartz,
and drugs. And this is a conversation on almost every show right now. And so, you know, it's in the conversation. Like, and then we start thinking about it. And like, am I sober? Like, what is sobriety? Because these shows have also redefined what sobriety means. Because we've seen
it's like there's a reality reckoning going on. For me, I think it's more like the reason why I started doing that little monologue. It's more like it's just the Schwartz of it all, that he does this thing that's like cute and like, so like, I'm on your journey with you. And you're like, it's still bullshit though, Schwartz. Everything you say is bullshit.
Yeah. So also the main theme of this episode is these people don't like each other at all anymore. They used to at least have to work in a restaurant together, and that's how they were kind of connected. And then after that, they were like, well, we're still on a show together. Let's still hang out. But now they don't hang out. They don't like each other. They clearly all hate each other. And so every time they get together, it's so fucking awkward, and it's like they're starting over, you know? So when does Tom Schwartz ever hang out with Lala? Never. No, so that's never. Why it's so fucking awkward, you know? So here we go. And that's almost every scene on the show today is people who hate each other having to hang out. And it's really fun. It's like a fun experiment.
Mm. Yeah, it's really takes us back to the roots of this show. So Schwartz is like, so are you going to go to Hotel Ziggy tonight? She's like, yes, I think I'm going to go. Is Sandoval's coming? And he's like, yeah. Oh, James invited him? Wask. Wask.
Wask. That's crazy. I can't wait to have tacos. Pink tacos, like my pussy. Sorry, I'm feeling really awkward right now.
I'm awkward. Hotel Ziggy, more like Hotel Biggie for vaginas.
I'm not going to Hotel Ziggy, but I'm going to Hotel Squirties. You want to come up? Just kidding. Sorry. I don't know why I said that.
Everyone bring a punch. I'm going to be squirting all over Hotel Ziggy tonight. Sorry, I'm awkward. I speak about vaginas when I get nervous.
Last time I was at Hotel Ziggy, I left that bed so fucking wet. I thought a fire went off in there and the sprinklers happened.
I was almost hired to be the water feature in the courtyard because I was squirting so much.
Frank Sinatra started playing because the hotel thought I was Frank, thought I was the Bellagio fountain for a second.
Yeah, I was almost hired. I was almost hired by the Groves to take on my new alternate personality, Frank Squirtnatra.
That's right.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So he's like, yeah, you know, Tom gets to come. Oh, and we saw Jax at Tom, you know, and Jax and Tom, like, it's not like they hate each other or anything. They just haven't seen each other in, like, I don't know, years? Yeah, because they fucking hate each other. That's why.
Yeah.
My God. And then we see Sandoval and him having a dumpster talk at Sir. And Sandoval saying, that's the kind of friend you want, Jax, the kind that never question you and agree with you all the time. Okay, fine. Then that's what you want. Then go have him, Jax. Go have him. Which is so funny because that's exactly the line that Jax uses now all the time.
Yeah.
I'm your friend.
You need a friend. You need a friend to get, like, ask you the tough questions, Kristen.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so Schwartz just says that they persevered and everything.
They literally did not persevere. You tricked them into hanging out together.
They tolerated. Yeah. Okay. And so, and then Schwartz is like, yeah, it was good. It was amazing. And, you know, oh man, I think I have post-Scandoval brain fog. Not to be confused with pre-Scandoval brain fog. Not to be confused with just the brain fog I just live with every single day. But when
I see
that...
Is this brain fog or reality? Because I'm sober right now. I can't even tell.
I'm on a brain fog bender right now.
I'm so addicted to brain fog. Hey, can I have a straw? Because I want to snort up this... what were we saying it was? Brain fog. I want to snort up this brain fog. Straw? Who's not sober? I can't even think of a word we said 2 seconds ago.
Brain fog. So Schwartz is being very sly because what he's about to do. Well, he's then saying, I mean, when I see what Tom did compared to what we've all done, I know I feel like everyone's cheated in some way, right? Like we've all cheated. We've all done stupid shit. I mean, I cheated. I was a makeout slut. I mean, I was Gina 12 years ago in Vegas. Anyway, God, I love this chlorophyll in this water. So God. He's just trying to slide that right in there while the heat's not on him. Just slide it in.
Yeah. And she's like, what? And he's like, no one even knows that. Oh, my God, that was so long ago. I mean, it was the most innocuous thing, you know? I'm just saying, you know, we've all done stuff. She goes, wait a minute. You made out with Sheena Wentz? I just squirted. Sorry, you made me nervous.
I don't know. I think it was somewhere in Vegas. That's all. Pre-Katie? Pre-Katie? It's like, no. Maybe pre-during.
It was a rocky moment. It was during a rocky moment.
Yeah, so he's like, actually at the Rocky Mountain Fudge store, you know, and I kissed her.
Yeah. So Schwartz is really working for the producers this year. He's doing everything they ask. He's bringing Joe on camera. He's starting drama because nothing is happening this season. So he's starting shit by bringing Jax back and helping his show come out. Now he's starting some more drama so Katie can get mad at him some more. He's kind of producer planting. And last year he spent doing the Raquel storyline to get Katie mad and keep talking. I mean, this guy is just such a fucker. You know, he's just doing everything. Him and Katie are still in a relationship. I don't care what anybody says. They can call each other single all they want to. They are so codependent on each other, on hurting each other's feelings, putting each other through hell and torturing each other and then apologizing later. Well, Katie doesn't apologize. But he gets off on pissing off Katie, and then Katie gets off on becoming this huge victim and getting to mope around and cry and be, you know, Katie, be as Katie as she can about it. And then he gets to grovel and apologize and pretend like he's a good person until he kind of softens her up and then fucks her over again.
Yeah.
Cycle.
I think he's punishing her. He's punishing her because she didn't participate in Tahoe and that she and Ariana are like doing their own thing and like... I think he's punishing her because a lot of people feel very caught. They're afraid that like if people are friends with them, that then with them as in the Toms, that then they're going to lose their friendship with Ariana and Kate. So I think he's like he's angry, and the way he gets revenge is he just says something that he knows will be really hurtful to Katie, and he enters it right there in on the gossip on ramp with Lala, and. Because he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, man, it's just a small thing. It's a little whatever. Just brought it out. Whatever. He's such a piece of work.
It's also, he doesn't have Sheena on their side right now. Sheena's like kind of anti them at the bar. She's like, you're bringing me. I'm talking about this, Annabelle. You know, instead of being completely on their side because she's friends with Katie right now. So he's going to throw a wrench into that one, too. You know, it's a numbers game at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So Lala's like, so are you saying that Sheena dabbled in the group's bits? And Schwartz is like, no, just like maybe microdosed, something like that, you know, really small. I'm a good little boy.
Yeah. And so she's like, I'm going to be straight up with you, Schwartz. I'm fucking over people lying to my face. Okay. Which, of course, Lala's going to make this about her. She's right. Like, how the true victim, could she not Lala. Tell me that she made out? With Schwartz, because it's embarrassing. Would you fucking tell people?
Yeah, and she knows it would. Sheena knows it would actually cause chaos, especially if it sounds like it was like a big nothing. And so Sheena's, Lala's like, Sheena and I have gotten extremely close, and we've become each other's vaults. And I just seems strange to me that at no point in time was she like, girlsk, I've got to tell you something. I got to spill some teasks. Like, whatsk? So Lala's like, does Katie know? And Schwartz's like, no, well, I don't know if I told Katie. Oh, God, you're not going to gossip about this to everyone, will you? Oh, man.
Surely Lala's not going to tell anyone anything and get me in trouble. What have I done? Oh. Hope Katie doesn't get upset and have an excuse to be all hurt now. So then we go to Lala's apartment, and Katie comes over and, you know, hates her. It's another scene where people who really don't like each other are being forced to hang out. So Lala's like, hi, I'm just trying to enjoy a little clean time when I don't have oceans, because the second she comes back, this entire area is going to be a fucking bomb.
Yeah, I feel the same way about the dogs.
That's what every parent loves, is when dog owners are like, yeah, I feel the same way about my dogs as you do about your babies. They're like, excuse me. Do you know how many times I've gotten in trouble with actual parents about that? I'm like, yeah, Bueller's like my baby. They're like, no, you don't get to do that. Okay.
Yeah, because you're robbing parents of the one thing that they have, which is the ability to look down on you for not having a child.
Exactly. Like, you don't get to just have a dog. Your dog shits outside, okay? When you have something shitting all over your face, okay, and then their first word is like, fuck you, gay wad. Okay, then you can come complain to us. But you have a dog. It can't talk. It can't argue. It can't kick you. It can't shit all over you. Stop it.
No, the best is I'll one-up you when you say, oh, yeah, my plants are like my children. I have to take care of them all the time.
Yeah, you can't do that with plants.
That's the best because it's so insulting.
Oh, my God. Your child reminds me of my ficus.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Like, all the work. It's like, oh my God. I was up all night because my child had a fever, and I just had to take care of them, and they just would not go to sleep. It just requires so much work. I'm like, I get it, girl.
Totally.
I'm, like, growing some thyme in a little pot in my kitchen, and it is, like, not responding well. It's like, I'm putting all this energy into you. Just let me sleep.
Your kid reminds me of my succulent because it sucks.
I've got some aloe and it's just like dying. And I'm like, you're supposed to be a helpful plant and you're not. It's just like, I totally get it. Kids, am I right?
So Katie's like, yeah, because dogs, they have like all their stuffed animals and then they gut them and they leave a mess. And Lala's like, Okay, so you're not dealing with the terrorism that is Rand's memory on your child. You don't have to look at Rance every time your dog guts the toy, okay, bitch? So let's just change the conversation.
So I had smoothies at Creations with Schwartz. Yeah, it's the place with the K instead of the C. Yeah, it's super healthy. And so he drops on me. Well, he actually dropped his entire milkshake on me, which was really upsetting. But then after I cleaned it up, he then dropped on me that a few years ago, Sheena and I made out in Vegas.
And Katie's like, what the actual fuck? Are you kidding me? By the way, Lala, what a great friend Lala is. She's like, Sheena and I are like such good friends now. I'm running straight to her enemy.
Yeah.
With this information.
And she's like, Katie's like, I just have like so many questions. Like, when was this? And where exactly was this? And was this the time that Schwartz said he went to Vegas and made out with one of Sheena's friends? And wasn't it actually, in fact, Sheena? There are just so many lies in this group. It's hard to keep track. She sounds like she's starting up a podcast, right? It sounds like a true crime podcast. Like,
she should.
Over the next 7 episodes, we're going to dive deep into this mystery. Join me, will you? Won't you?
She could start a true crime podcast based on all the shit that Schwartz has pulled. Hi, it's me, Music Kills Kate. Today's podcast is, where did Schwartz go in fucking Mexico when he just disappeared for a night and then turned back the color gray?
And then the music just goes. It's just a serial theme song, but with instead of bling. This episode is brought to you by mail.
This is Katie, and I've been disrespected. Let's go back. September 22nd, 1999. The first time Schwartz said he would call me back and didn't. Where was he?
I'm here at the Best Buy, where I can prove to you that he literally did not buy the best thing here. Now here's a phone booth.
I noticed that Lala leaves out the part that it was 12 years ago, right? So making it sound like, oh, you know, this just happened. Or it could have happened at your wedding, you know? She's just leaving Katie's mind to run. So Lala's like, I don't think you were there because no one was really complaining about how annoying you were. And she's like, well, I can't think of a time he was in Vegas with Sheena and I wasn't there. So, and Lala's like, well, you're going to have to ask him because I wasn't around at that time. She goes, well, did you ask Sheena? She goes, no, I haven't seen Sheena. I wanted to talk to you first. And she tells us, I went back and forth. Like, should I talk to Sheena? But then I was like, I don't want to give Sheena a moment to make this okay.
Well, yes.
Nice. I'm doing heads up, friend.
Yeah. You know, it's very important for me to make sure that my best friends is totally blindsided on television.
And also sending the most terrifying person on the cast after them. You know what I mean? So, and her eyes and Sheena's eyes, you know, like that's the last thing Sheena wants is Katie on her ass again. It's like, God, can I have 5 minutes where Katie's not on my ass?
Well, little did we realize at this point that Sheena has her own bombshell to drop later on.
Oh, yes. That's the show, isn't it? So DJ James Kennedy, he's like at Hotel Ziggy now. Everybody's talking about it, guys.
Everyone at Hotel Ziggy's like, oh, since when did Southwest fly over this hotel?
I know. James is walking down the street. It's like, whoa, that plane is flying really close to the building.
I'm trying to play a set here. You have to follow me everywhere across this damn city. Ow!
Some ice just falls from the plane. I'm always imagining when the Southwest airline flies
little
over.
Little bag of peanuts.
That they're just like dropping. Because I don't know, like I have it, I don't think this is actually real, but I have it in my mind that planes, they release like the waste.
Yeah, like little frozen cubes or something.
Cubes of waste. And I think if they do that, they don't do it over residential areas. But in my mind, they're always dropping it on James' head. Because Southwest would do that.
Just wait. Southwest has a taste in music. They're like, get him. Save it off for the DJ.
Bag of peanuts falls on his head.
Okay, so now Schwartz and Joe are coming, and Schwartz is like, your name is Joseph. Ha ha ha. That is hilarious. I call you Joseph. You want a shot, Joseph? She goes, I don't even know why you asked me because we always drink the same thing. Wait, hold on. I can't see you. Hold on. Let me look. Oh, I can see you now.
Oh my God.
You're behind a hand bush.
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors. Inside is my little pet Charlie. Oh my God. Charlie the turtle's back. He's in the church.
So Joe is really Joe this episode, by the way. She literally is doing our impersonation of her. I was like, that did not take a long time. She literally does a thing where she's like, I'm like, she really does it.
She does. Yeah. She's like,
take a shot. Take a shot now. I think I'm upside down. Take a shot.
So they're doing shots, and then Brock and Sheena's friend, Sheena and Brock and Sheena's friend Madison stroll up, and Schwartz like, oh, Sheena, you got dressed up. Yeah, well, it's like very much like the vibe, like, you know, like, and I wanted to get like a cute pic, you know, like, here's like my peace sign piece, like Hotel Ziggy, like I'm totally a hippie, but like reggae too. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's me tonight, because it's like mom's night out, so I'm like looking like this, like I'm looking really good at Hotel Ziggy, and also it's like I'm kind of drinking tonight because like I don't drink, you know, like I normally don't drink anymore. I'm like not sober, but I'm like sober, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody's like trying to convince us that they're like not drinking for one episode is their shot at sobriety. Stop trying to be sober. This is fucking Vanderpump Rules, okay? Let the sober people live their best life and the rest of you stay messes.
Yeah. Did you notice that Tori was there with her? Tori was with Sheena's group. So,
really, Tori? Don't you have a baby to take care of?
Yeah. You're supposed to have like a super newborn baby.
Yeah, that's Tori. Yeah. Tori. I like she's baby shaming people who don't even have babies. I just like baby shaming nannies. What are you doing here without the baby?
She's like,
does
I have
Jocelyn
the baby.
Jocelyn know that you left the baby?
Tori's like, I have the baby right here. And she like lifts up a little potted plant.
How dare you compare that? It's not a real baby.
Okay,
so Sandoval and Kyle Chan, everyone loves a Kyle Chan cameo, and Ariana shows up, and Sandoval is talking with Brock, and he's like, Ariana looks great, like that's a good dress for her, like I just want to say something to her tonight, like I'm afraid to though, like I'm afraid, I'm the victim here, man,
it's so hard for me.
And Ariana looks amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
Holy crap. My God. So she is totally revenge dressing it.
Love it.
Which works. And Brock's like, oh, I feel like the first thing you guys should try to do is figure out how to start a conversation. It's like, you're Brock. Really? You were just yelling at your wife in a store the other day. I don't think you're the expert on starting a conversation.
All right, here's my method. When you're having trouble communicating, I say, all right, when you're holding the didgeridoo, you get to talk. All right? But unfortunately, you have to talk through the didgeridoo. So a lot of our conversations are like, wah, 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 get a babysitter, wah, wah, wah.
It's a talking didgeridoo. Can't talk unless you got the didgeridoo. If you don't got the didgeridoo, it's a didgeridon't. Know what I'm saying?
To be fair, it's also a question that Sheena asks me a lot. Did you do in the bathroom yet?
That was a weird summer.
One day she'll get it. You gotta believe as a parent.
He's like, I know, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell my poinsettia.
Wah, 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 dude.
Okay, so then Schwartz and Joe go over and say, oh, Tom Sandoval's like, oh, dude, I'm getting ghosted left and right over here. You're not getting ghosted. Being ghosted is when someone just stops talking to you and doesn't explain why. They just leave. You've been called a piece of shit and told to go die. So
you're supposed to be the ghost.
Yeah.
So
it's not really the same. I mean, I guess it's been the same in like you've been figuratively murdered and turned into a ghost.
So Schwartz and Joe go over to say hi to James. There's like fist bumps, and James is like, what's going on, Joe? Here to see the magnificence of DJ James Kennedy at Hotel Ziggy. Oh, the pretzels this time. God damn it.
She's like, oh my God, Joseph, Joseph, they all call me Joseph. I love DJing. So letters from my favorite things, deals and jobs. Deals. You can take advantage of deals when you have a job. It's crazy how that works out. Wiki, wiki, wiki. Do that thing with the records. Do that thing with the records. Sometimes Schwartz sounds like that when he's on my voicemail and he's got bad cell service. He's like, hey, Joe, it's me, Schwartz. I'm like, are you a DJ? Are you a deal or a job?
Do they have breadsticks here? Unlimited. So then Sheena's watching.
I'm a cat.
Meow, meow, meow. Whoop, 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 whoops. I'm a cat that does dog impersonations. So Sheena's like, they're like totally dating. Like, why are they acting like they're not dating?
I love that everybody gets fucking energy from Joe. She's like,
whoa, look at me right now. I'm a record. I'm a record. Hold on.
You spin me right round, 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 like, round, like a record. Could you imagine spinning around like a CD, though? You go so fast. So Sheena's like, right now, I really don't have a reason to like Joe. Like, she literally drove with Raquel to go meet Tom's in Big Bear, and then she, like, left with Raquel, with Sandoval, at Big Bear. It's just, like, a little homie hang. Like, come on, bitch, you knew.
Okay, now here's my question. Who cares if Joe knew? If here, and I know this is gonna, people are gonna get on my ass about this because look, it's hard for me not to stick up for Joe because people on this show are so mean to her. I don't understand what she's done. Okay, so she knew that Tom and Raquel were fucking. Was she friends with these people? Was she friends with Ariana? Because from what we know from Raquel and everybody else, Tom was like, oh, we have an open relationship. We're just together for the show, or we're just together because we have a brand, or whatever he was telling people. So did he tell Joe and she just bought that? Or
I don't know. Well, obviously later on we find out that Joe went to Thanksgiving with Ariana. And so if she did know, that's incredibly shitty. I don't know. The question is, I just don't know enough the situation to know what Joe actually knows, because I can see Joe going to like Big Bear and they're saying, okay, Joe, you can go now. Okay. Whoa. And she just like drives off. I thought
we were going to see a big bear. What is this? It's a cabin.
I can see why Ariana doesn't like Joe. I think that everyone else's dislike of Joe feels tenuous. I don't see why it's like they hate her. Like, they hate her. They hate her. And I just don't understand why she is, like, engenders that kind of emotional response.
I don't either. I mean, I understand the whole, like, oh, you guys knew. She knew. She was dating Schwartz. But if she was dating, if you're dating somebody and their friend is cheating on their girlfriend, and that they're told that they're in an... I mean, I don't know. I'm going in circles here, and it's not like I'm trying to defend Joe or anything. I think it's natural, and what the mistake that they're making on this show, the cast is making on this show, whenever you bully somebody on a show, it doesn't matter if you're right. If you bully them, the audience is going to go on that person's side because they don't like to see that. And that's what these people are doing, and you're wasting a hero season with this, Katie. I mean, Ariana has, I feel like, more of a say, because she was, it's like, fuck this girl. She pretended to be my friend. She knew, you know, I get that.
Right.
But the whole, like, I'm going to bully her and I don't care if she's afraid of me. It's like, oh God, here we go again. You know, the audience does not like that shit. Well, I think it's a huge tactical error.
Well, and also Katie did the whole thing of like, I don't care if you make out with people, whatever, just don't do it in the friend circle. And now she's mad that Schwartz hooked up with Joe. I guess an argument could be made that she's in the friend circle, but I think I took it as like, don't do it with anyone on the show. And so like, Katie just won't be happy with anyone that Schwartz makes out with, it seems like.
But it seems like the thing that they're all mad at is that she knew that Tom was cheating on Ariana, which I get why they would be like, fuck that girl. Especially Ariana, like you said. My question is, was Tom telling her, it's no big deal, I'm just dating this girl because we're in an open relationship and whatever, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I would want to get more information to know what she really knew, etc. And also, I just think that like, it's not fair that Joe gets so much hate, but they're like pretty chill about Tom Schwartz these days. I just feel like this is what always happens. It's like the girl
and Tom Sandoval,
so much worse.
And Tom Sandoval, Sheena's in the process of being friends with Tom Sandoval again, but she's gonna hate this girl who wasn't even fucking Tom Sandoval. He was fucking Tom Sandoval's friend. Like, that's, it just seems a little bit
hypocritical, like,
and unfair of them to be. And also, I don't like seeing Sheena and Ariana in this bully group, because we've seen it happen a zillion times on this show, and they're usually the ones who it's against, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Katie and Stassi and all those girls, the Witches of WeHo, used to do it to the people that they didn't like, and now that they're gone, it's still going on, but there's like new cast members in the bully group, and I don't like that it's like people that I like in there now, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, Sheena, how many years were you fucking bullied by these people, and now you're just jumping on the other team? I don't like it.
Yeah. So,
whether or not this girl is right or wrong doesn't even matter at this point, Joe. We don't know shit about Joe except from what we've seen on this show, and that she went to Big Bear with those people. And I just don't think it's enough to burn somebody at the stake. Sorry, yeah. Come and get me.
I'm willing to burn Joe at the stake, but like, we just need more evidence.
I need to be ready to burn her at the stake.
Yeah.
I don't need you to tell me. Like,
It has to be more than that. Joe went to Big Bear and then left Big Bear and left Raquel at Big Bear, and therefore like could make a healthy inference that Raquel was sleeping with one of them. So I just need more before I can hate. But for right now, I just see this as like a quirky weirdo girl who is like coming onto the show and cannot handle it at all.
Here's what I see: a Muppet. She's just like that kind of a personality. She's just kind of a Muppet of a person. And I like her. She's like a weirdo. Okay, maybe she'll prove me wrong later. She probably will, because this is Vanderpump Rules. But for right now, there. We said it.
So,
and now we said it. Well, we've said it every week, actually, but... Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We're Pilsch Poppers for Jen Pilsch.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a
McCann and Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.